Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, we're going to talk about some of the different aspects of real estate and why you should be investing in real estate today. There's a lot of stuff flying around in the news. I mean, I got up this morning, I looked at my phone, all of a sudden I see the price of Bitcoin crashing. It seems to have come back, but that gives you an idea of how volatile something like Bitcoin is. Then I started looking at, I went to the internet and I started looking at different sites to tell me information about what's going on, in the marketplaces. And of course, I looked at the stock market, and the stock market, I mean, it's still at healthy levels, although it seems to be struggling a little bit. Now, am I predicting a stock market crash? No, I'm not predicting a stock market crash. But when I went to the internet, there was no lack of people that were citing their opinions that real estate and the stock market are positioned for a crash. Yeah, now, of course, they've got a lot of arguments as to why they support their opinions. But at the end of the day, here's what I know. Here's what experience has taught me. When the stock market does crash, and it does crash from time to time, it falls like a hot knife through butter. I mean, it just goes right through it. It has a tendency to come back. I mean, we have seen over time, I mean, all the way back to the Great Depression of 1929, we have seen the stock market recover over time. But the thing we never know is how long. How long is that recovery going to take? And if you're one of those people that's in it for the long play, you're in it for the long term, you're going to invest in that stock market for 20, 30, 40 years, you're okay with the market crashing because you're doing something called dollar cost averaging. And because you didn't sell any of those shares that you bought when the price of the mutual fund or the stock or whatever you're investing in was high, you don't realize the loss. So what that does for you is it allows you to buy additional shares because they're essentially on sale, and you'll get really great returns on those shares that you bought that are on sale because the stock market crashed. Now, this probably isn't going to be a problem for you until you get to a place in your life where you decide it's time to retire. And the challenge you're going to have is this. You're going to have this, hopefully, this giant pot of money. Now, I will tell you, the research that I've done that talks about this giant pot of money that you have, your giant pot of money isn't as giant as you think it is. It's not. As a matter of fact, if you think you're sitting on a huge amount of money, okay, do this. Assume you're going to retire today, and let's say you only live 10 years. Let's say you only live 10 years. Take that big pile of money, divide it by 10 years. Okay, so that gives you the equivalent of 1 year's worth of money. Divide that by 12, and that gives you the equivalent of 1 month's worth of money. If that number is higher than your normal cost of living right now, you'd probably be okay to make it 10 years. But here's the problem. That giant pile of money, it's going to declinate. It's going to go down in overall value because you're going to be consuming those dollars. And then if you die right at that 10-year mark, whatever's left over, it can transfer to your heirs. It can. But it's not going to be that giant pile of money you're looking at. Versus real estate investing, which, okay, the real estate markets, from time to time, they go into what I'll call kind of a recession. They'll go into a decline in pricing. There are instances where real estate has gone into kind of a bust mode. And it happens in different parts of the country for economic reasons, but it doesn't happen the way the stock market does. And here's the other thing. In real estate, you don't have to mess around with the dollar cost averaging stuff. Because if you are operating your properties correctly, even though the value of the real estate may go down, you're not worried about that right now because you're operating the property. You're providing clean, functional workforce housing for people that desire the product that you're putting into the marketplace. And those people are willing to pay you on time every month because they know they're getting a great value for their money. And as a result of that, you operate that property. Now, let's say that property, when you put it into service, was worth $100,000. Let's say we're in a real estate decline right now. And let's say maybe that property went down to, I don't know, $80,000 in value. I mean, you could sell that property and take a $20,000 loss, but why would you? Why would you do that? Why would you walk away from the equities that you have in the property? What you'll continue to do is continue to operate that property effectively. What that does is it creates a change in your long-term goals for that property. Maybe because of market forces, instead of, say, a 3-year hold on that property, now you're going to do a 5-year hold. Or maybe instead of a 5-year hold, you're going to do a 7-year hold. The key is this. The real estate markets, just like that stock market, tend to recover. And here's the thing about real estate that's a little bit different, in Al's opinion, than the stock market. It is the fact that you are dealing with a tangible asset. Yes, a tangible asset. Now, that stuff that you buy in the stock market, that electronic purchase, okay, maybe they could send you a piece of paper that says you own X amount of shares of stock. But they don't waste their time doing that because all it becomes in their system is a number. You become an account. Yeah, you're an account. That's what you are. You're an account with a number assigned to it. But real estate is tangible. Real estate is a physical thing. And even if the value of that physical thing goes down, the value does come back. As opposed to maybe a stock where a company goes bankrupt and now you're at zero. And we come back from the break, I'm going to get into more of these things about real estate that you need to know. Stick around.
Del Lumsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about reasons why you should start investing in real estate. And you shouldn't just take my word for it. Although I'm absolutely convinced that real estate is the way to go. I mean, you can invest in assets that produce income streams for you 6 different ways if we're talking pure multifamily, which are 5 units or more. And real estate, because it has the cash flow component to it, which is something different than everything else you're investing in right now, real estate can get you to a point of retirement in 5 years or less. And I'm not blowing smoke up your chimney. I am not doing that. If you recall yesterday's show, I had a gentleman by the name of Kelly on with me. Now, Kelly's a really interesting guy. He's a very, very interesting guy. And he got the bug in his head that he was tired. He was so tired of rising up the corporate ladder only to be cut off at the knees and laid off to get back on that ladder, climb back up that corporate ladder only to again get cut off at the knees and get laid off and go back to work and start climbing up the ladder and going, man, there's got to be a better way. And Kelly determined that there was a better way. He went to one of our free workshops. He listened to what we do. He said, you know what? This makes sense. He became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, and he got himself to retirement in around the 4 to 4.5 year mark. He did it in less than 5 years. He has stepped away from that roller coaster of a job, of work. See, now he has assets that are paying him. And those income streams that he brings off those assets, they meet or exceed his costs of living. He's retired. He no longer has to get up at O-Dark 100, go battle traffic, because you know what? The world is coming back. If you haven't noticed, the world is opening up. Battling traffic to get to the office, to get to some meeting on time, only to find out 15 minutes into when the meeting was supposed to start, the person leading the meeting couldn't get there, so you got there early. You just killed at least a half an hour of your day on a meeting that didn't occur, but now you've got all this other crap that you've got to do because you've got all these responsibilities that are not your goals and objectives. That's right. You are working on someone else's goals and objectives. And Kelly broke that cycle. He broke that cycle. And ironically, when I asked him, hey, you know, did you tell people where you worked, what you were doing, how you were able to escape the golden handcuffs? And he said, yeah, I tried to. I mean, I shared everything with anybody that wanted to listen. But it's like that information fell on deaf ears. And I know what that's like. Every day I come on the radio and I tell you real estate's the way to go. I tell you that you can get to a point of retirement in 5 years or less. That is not a made up number. That is a real substantial number. As a matter of fact, that number used to be 7 years. When Del Walmsley started this company over 30 years ago to teach people like you and me how to change our lives, the model was 7 years. Back in the day, it took people about 7 years to get it done. Well, fast forward 30 years, and what we've learned is that people are getting it done in 5 years or less. As a matter of fact, there's a big group within Lifestyles Unlimited that we call the Deuces Club. I'm actually a member of the Deuces Club. Now, we don't flaunt that over anybody. No, we do not, because that's not appropriate. But because of doing the things that we were taught to do by Lifestyles Unlimited, by investing in real estate correctly, we have been able to retire ourselves in 2 years or less. Now, not everybody has the ability to do that. Everybody starts in a different place. And we get that. We don't treat anybody differently just because maybe they're coming to the party with less money than everybody else. It doesn't matter. You get on the train at the point where you get on the train with what you have. And then from there, you do everything in your power to increase your assets, to increase your holdings, to increase the cash flows, to increase the equity captures, to increase the principal paid. I mean, everything that you do is focused on that real estate business. And I'm going to share with you some of those things that I think are just common sense. To me, they're common sense. But to you, you might be thinking, you know what? I'm not buying it, dude. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. So my job is to help you buy it, so to speak. Although I'm going to be frank with you. You shouldn't do real estate investing if you don't think you can get your head around it. Yeah, I'm serious. Because real estate investing, let me just paint the picture for you. Real estate investing is you making a decision to be an entrepreneur. Yeah, that's right. I just called you an entrepreneur. What do entrepreneurs do? They go out and they do things that other people don't do. They do things on their own because they're spearheading the direction of their life. Everybody who's a member of Lifestyles Unlimited is by default an entrepreneur because we are looking to buy business assets, repurpose those business assets, put them back into service, make them highly desirable to to a segment of our economy, if you will. I hate making people sound like numbers, but to a segment of our economy, which are really people, yeah, that bleed red just like we do. And we provide them clean, functional workforce housing so that they can go about doing the business of whatever they do in their lives. And it doesn't matter if you own one asset or 1,000 assets, you're still an entrepreneur. And ironically, the business systems that we teach you, they work whether you have one property or you have 1,000 properties, whether they're single family properties, whether they're multifamily properties. Everything works. It's all in continuity with itself. Yeah, it's kind of cool, man. It is. So here, let me give you another reason why I think real estate is the way to go. Real estate does appreciate in value. Yeah, it tends to appreciate in value over time. We have learned statistically that real estate doubles in value about every 20 years. Every 20 years. It's faster in some places. It's slower in other places. But the trend is the value is appreciating. And ironically, that appreciation tends to stay ahead of inflation. Oh yeah, that dirty inflation word. When we come back, I'm going to give you some more reasons because I got to get back on my rant. Stick around.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you never had the time. This might be it because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring a free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about some of the reasons that I think you should be involved with real estate. Now, I'm not God's gift to the world or anything like that. I'm none of that. I'm just a guy that found a different way to achieve retirement. Because what I had been doing for so many years to achieve retirement, it didn't work for me. It didn't. When I got to a point of physical retirement, I wasn't financially retired, which meant that even though I had left the workforce, I had to go back into the workforce because there was not enough passive income coming from the retirement vehicles that I had. Yeah. So it was a problem. Now, once I joined Lifestyles Unlimited, I got that problem under control. I went from a place where I was not financially retired to a place where I was. And that point right there where you convert from not being financially retired to being financially retired is called control. That's exactly what it is. It is the control that you regain over your life. Because now all of a sudden you're back in the driver's seat. And maybe you're going, dude, I'm not familiar with being in the driver's seat. I've been spending so much time doing what other people want me to do. I have forgotten what it's like to just be me and focus on me and make me and my family the most important element of my life. Yeah, it's kind of crazy, huh? So here's another reason why I absolutely think real estate is the way to go. When you do it correctly, And trust me, there are incorrect ways to approach real estate investing. There are a lot of ways you can make a lot of mistakes, which is why you should join an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited and get an education. You need to get an education. As a matter of fact, I was on one of those sites that I look at from time to time, those blog sites. Somebody was talking about after 5 years, 5 years of reading books and doing research, they finally got to a point where they bought a fourplex, 3.5% down FHA, and the comment that they made after that was, and I don't even know what I'm doing. And I read stuff like that, and I go, dude, I still want to help you, but I don't even know who you are. You're just some crazy name and a handle. I will tell you this. People that think they can do real estate investing on their own and on the cheap are doomed for failure. They really are. Now, there may be those you know, progenies that can figure it all out. I mean, those people are out there. I'm not that guy, though. Maybe you're not that guy or that gal. So I think it's important for you to get a comprehensive education before you get started. As a matter of fact, we tell everybody when they decide to become members of Lifestyles Unlimited, they're like, okay, what do I do? We tell them, cool your jets. Don't do anything until you get through our 16-hour course of instruction. Because once you get that 16 hours, you get the roadmap, you get everything that you need to put that business plan together. And then you can execute the next day. Heck, you can start that night if you're not too tired. Yeah, so we help you avoid all these pitfalls. And because you're organized as a part of a group of other like-minded individuals, and because you're going to network with other people, you're going to get to know other people, you're going to be able to, you know, bounce ideas off of other people. You're going to find a mentor. I mean, these are all the elements that you need as a part of your team, not to mention your team. This is the most important thing that I think real estate gives you the ability to do. It's the opportunity to maximize value right in your hands. That's right. It is right in your hands. I mean, you think about it. You find a property that's in terrible shape, that kind of property that people drive by and go, man, what an eyesore. Or people go, man, I wish they would bulldoze that or fix it up or do something. I don't like that in our neighborhood. See, when we see that as a real estate investor, we start going, that looks like opportunity, because that gives me an opportunity to buy something at wholesale pricing because it's got issues. And by the way, I'm not going to have a lot of competition because most people don't know how to, nor do they desire to buy these beat up properties that I'm willing to buy. Because these beat up properties, the more beat up they are, ironically, the better the opportunity to maximize the value for me. Yeah, so I'm going to go out, I'm going to find that beat up, nasty, eyesore property in that neighborhood that nobody likes, and I'm going to breathe new life into it. I'm going to bring it back to the glory days. I'm going to make it as nice as the nicer homes in that neighborhood. And I'm going to make it available to somebody that's looking for a nice home to live in. Because people that rent see everything from nice to, well, you know where I'm going there. I want people to see my property and know that my property, that's it. That's the magic property. That's the one I want. And then I want them to be willing to compete for it. That's right. America is based on competitiveness. That's right. We compete for stuff. Yeah, in spite of what the government might want to tell you. So imagine this. You get into a property that you bought for wholesale. Maybe you bought this property. Let me give you just a real deal example. I mean, just another deal that came across my desk, just to articulate the point I'm trying to make. This particular property that came across my desk, 3-bedroom, 2-bath home, 1,620 square feet, built in 1940 in the greater Houston market. You can buy it wholesale price, $117,500. That's what you're going to pay for that not so pretty property. And then you're going to transform that property. You're going to put additional money into that property to breathe that new life into it, to bring it back to those glory days. And here's the beautiful thing. your all-in cost, in other words, the maximum pricing for the acquisition and the rehab, your all-in cost, your total dollar amount that you're into this property, you are still into this property for wholesale levels. What does that mean? Okay, so the retail price of this property is $200,000. That's what fixed up, cleaned up properties in this particular neighborhood are trading for, right at that $200,000 price point. But you're doing something called capturing equity. In other words, you're going to capture equity of about almost $22,000 in this property, meaning your all-in wholesale price is right about $178,000, maybe $179,000. Yeah, that's essentially your acquisition price. Yet the property is now worth $200,000. So you've acquired an asset for essentially $179,000 that's already worth $200,000. You're putting over $21,000 in equity into the wealth column of your life. Can't do that with stocks. You cannot do that with stocks. As a matter of fact, this asset, based on the rents it can command, based on the costs associated with operating the property, is projecting cash flows of $391 a month. $391 a month translates into just barely shy of $4,700 per year. When's the last time your boss gave you a $4,700 a year raise? Yet, you can buy this asset. You can give yourself a $4,700 a year raise. You can capture almost $22,000 of equity. And it only costs you $31,000 to do the whole darn deal. And we will show you how to get it done. We come back for the break. I've got more to share. Stick around.
As I sit here and read article after article and see TV show after TV show, the normal person out there on the street cannot overcome their fear to get to the analytical part of this whole process. I'm not afraid of, and I'm actually ready for a recession, a crash of value of anything and everything. Why? It is the opportunity to do incredible stuff. But that's my analytical brain.
The United States has a very strong economy. We will return to our basic economic foundation. This is not going to be the end of the world for everyone. But you do need to take some action. And some actions will be more productive than others. And one of the things that I think you can do now is take this time, like you said, Del, people are going to be sitting at home, and you have a time right now to change your life. Make what you have work for you.
You need to get into lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about reasons why you need to be invested in real estate. And I've made some pretty compelling reasons so far. As a matter of fact, I actually have this long list, and I think I'm on number four. So we're not going to get to the end of the list. But what we are going to talk about is many things as I can cram in this last segment to solidify in your mind that real estate is probably a better option for you than what you're doing. Now, if you just want to be on cruise control, you just want to have money carved out of your account, right out of your paycheck every month that gets diverted to a financial planner who, quote unquote, does all the investing for you, manages your portfolio for you. You do nothing except for occasionally get something in the mail and you go, oh, that's a neat number. And that's about as much attention that you pay to it. The only time you ever get concerned is if that number is lower than it was last month, right? Okay. Real estate investing is a little bit different than that. It's a little bit different. You're going to have to do a little bit of work. But when you learn how to organize your teams, you're just orchestrating what you do. That's right. You're the conductor. I mean, there's another way to put it. So everybody in the orchestra is doing things on your behalf. That doesn't mean you have to stand there 24/7 and make sure they do their jobs. You hire competent people to be on your team that don't have to be babysat. And if you feel you need to babysit people, then you've probably hired the wrong people to be on your team. Just saying. Now check this out. Real estate allows you to do something called building equity. Yeah. See, when you actually buy assets, when you buy houses or you buy apartment communities, the equity portion is the part that you own outright. Yeah. Anything else is considered debt. And debt is usually what you bring into the equation because you're going to leverage that asset. And there's a neat relationship between the equity and the debt portion of your property. Okay, so let's get back to this property that's worth $200,000 that I've been talking about in this show. So you think about it. You're now into a property. It costs you $179,000 to do the deal. So you've got $21,000, almost $22,000 in equity. That's your equity position in this property. Technically, your equity position is more because you've got cash into the deal. Remember, you put about $31,000 into the deal. So what you probably did was when you put the long-term financing on this property after you did all the rehab, you found the great resident, signed a one-year lease, you're ready to transition to long-term financing, you took out a 75% loan against the property. 75% loan to value. So you took out a $150,000 loan. So now your equity is at about $50,000 in the property. Do you see how all these numbers work together? Remember, you put about $31,000 in. That's your own cash. Plus, you've got about an additional $22,000 in captured equity. So that number is a little bit higher than $50,000. Now, there are some fees and things associated with doing the business of real estate that don't count towards equity or debt positions. They're just costs of doing business. But you're still dealing with $50,000 worth of equity. Now, here's where real estate gets very interesting. Because as I pointed out earlier, values go up over time. Not always. Not always. We have had periods in this country where real estate values actually went down. But like the stock market, they eventually came back. Yeah, just kind of the way the overall economy works. So you've got $50,000 in equity on day one. You've got $4,700 of cash flow coming in throughout that first year. At the end of the first year, the property should have gone up in value. I mean, if it's following normal trends, I make estimations of 3.5%. That's how I determine what future values of properties should be. Now, I've seen a lot of stuff in the internet that says my numbers are very low. But I'd rather be very, very conservative and be like really happy on the back end than be not so conservative and be really upset on the back end. So here's the point I'm making. The property, if it goes up 3.5%, should go up in value $7,000 in the first year. That's 3.5% of $200,000. In year two, it should go up $7,245. In year three, it should go up about $7,500. So at the end of year three, the property now has a projected future value of almost $222,000. It's not bad. Yeah, and all you've been doing is operating this property. So over 3 years, you've been collecting cash flow. Remember, you've been collecting cash flow too. You've actually made about $14,000 in cash flow, of which most of that money, if not all of it, is probably, you know, protected from taxes because of the depreciation write-offs that you're taking on this property. But let's get back to this equity thing. Let's say you decide to hold this property for 5 years. That is your hold time. You have fixed everything that could go wrong in the next 5 years, so you're going to exit out in 5 years and give the next owner of the property the opportunity maybe to fix things up, do whatever they want to do with the property. It'd be their property, right? So let's talk about those numbers at the end of 5 years because you need to understand this. You originally put $31,300 into this deal, and you've operated this property for 5 years. It's time for you to sell. And we're going to assume that appreciation has been very, very minor. Not the crazy numbers you're reading about in the news today, but kind of just mediocre, 3.5% per year. Your future value on this property is $237,500. That's what you would sell it for. Okay. Now keep in mind, the loan that you took out, the $150,000 loan, it has paid down over 5 years. See, a portion of that payment you make goes towards principal reduction. So you're actually paying down the principal by an additional $15,000. So all these numbers start to converge together when you sell, because now your loan balance is all the way down to like $135,000. Is that making sense? When you sell that property, you're going to make almost $103,000 of equity at the sale. Now, you're going to have costs associated with selling that property. I estimate my costs at 8%. So when I take the $19,000 of closing costs off of that $102,000, your adjusted capital gains, in other words, the amount of money that you're going to get a check for, should be in the neighborhood of about almost $84,000. $84,000. That's what you took $31,000 and turned it into over 5 years based on equity growth. So you're looking at just on the equity components of operating this property, you're looking at 167% return on your investment. Now, let's not forget about those cash flows, because now you've operated this property for 5 years. 5 years. This property has produced $23,500 in passive income for you over 5 years. That is a 75% return on your investment just on the cash flow. So when you take that $23,500 in cash flow, you add it to the almost $84,000 in equities, the total amount of money that you're taking out of this property at the end of 5 years by operating it correctly is $107,000, a little bit higher than that. We'll just go with $107,000. Total return, 242% return on investment. Total return based on investing $31,300 into one particular property. And here's the other component. That leverage that you put on, that lender does not participate in any of the equity growth on that property. They are in it for their loan amount, and that is it. So the increases in value, those are all yours, which is why it's so important to have equity in a property, but not so much equity that your returns become diminished. Yeah, finding that sweet spot is the right thing. We will show you what the sweet spot looks like. We will show you what it looks like to properly leverage your investment properties. We will show you everything that you need to know. You don't need to be like that person that I saw on that blog that read books for 5 years and finally bought a property, and then the first thing they realized was they didn't know anything. That's a scary place to be in. Lifestyles Unlimited members are not put into that position. Lifestyles Unlimited members are given the green light once they're educated to go out and do all these things that I have talked about, which creates a result of you retiring in the next 5 years. And if you want to find out how we do it, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.